But, and I don't know that she knew she had diabetes. And maybe her foot was numb. I don't know, but diabetics do have feet that don't feel. Yeah. They don't feel. Anyhow, she pulled the thing out, and eventually she had a terrible, terrible foot, and it wouldn't heal. It wouldn't heal, and it wouldn't heal. And she eventually died, but I can't say that she died on account of the foot, but she died with diabetes. But it was so sad to think that she didn't even know that the thing was sticking in her foot, and so on. And then it just wouldn't heal because she was badly diabetic. Mm. Just a precious person.
Did people used to set up with the bodies? Do you remember people setting up with the bodies, or was it?
Well, no, I don't remember ever doing that. Mm-hmm. No. When
not
I was
here.
A child, people did do that.
Mm-hmm. But. Now see the Roswell, the funeral home that's now vacant down on the square, the rock building, was owned by the Roswell store.
Hmm.
And Mother mentioned Otis a while ago, where he was the undertaker, the mortician, whatever. But there was also another man, Clarence, and if there was a body in the funeral home, then they would hire somebody to come and stay at the funeral home. And they had they locked all the doors and whatever, and then their bed was upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. you could make maybe a dollar a night. I don't know how much it was, you know. So nobody sat up with a corpse that I know of, but there was a person in that building if there was a body.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But then they added on to the funeral home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They added on to the chapel part later. It wasn't there then to start with.
So was Mr. the owner of the Roswell store? Who owned it?
Charlie.
Okay.
Mr. the same one that owned the funeral home.
Okay.
And the house that the lived in, Mr. Charlie father, lived house that is now on Bullock Avenue where Emily Dalvin lives, and Emily Dalvin is President Carter's Aunt Sissy. You know, I guess you know
I've
that.
I've heard of her.
And well, her house down there is the home.
Oh, Mother, wait now.
Yes, she is. That's Mr. Charlie father, not Mr. other that lived up on the main street. Miss Gussie, Mr. Charlie, father.
Well, maybe.
Charlie, you know, Mr. Charlie Jr. that we knew, Sonny, is number three.
Yeah.
And Mr. Charlie that owned the funeral home is number two.
And he lived right behind the funeral home. His house was right behind the funeral home, and they moved it to someplace when they paved that parking lot.
Yeah, but that's Miss Gussie and Mr. Charlie.
Yeah, right.
But Mr. Charlie's father lived down there where Emily Dalvin lived.
Okay, that part I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. She did.
I know it's been it's a pretty house, and it's been redone, and it's been added on to, and porches have been added and stuff. Could be Mr. Charlie Senior.
I knew it was. I heard that.
It's Charlie number one. Yeah.
When do you think, what year, do you have an estimate of what year the Roswell store finally closed here? Around what time?
Ooh, let's see, how far back was that? Joe. Where did that happen? Don't know that.